in form? Can you hear me okay? Oh dear. Thank you very much. Okay. Right. My small bite, or light bite, whatever it's called, is on encouragement. I'll just read the verse that I'm kind of going from. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:11, which in the Message version says this. So, speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hope so you'll all be together in this. No one left out, not one left behind. I know you are already doing this, so just keep on doing it. Interesting way to say it. So, I was trying to think of what to do, and I was speaking to Toby about this, and I thought back to a life group or house group a couple of weeks ago, and Lauren was leading it, and she doesn't mind me saying, I asked her before. She had this idea called the encouragement chair, or the chair of encouragement. All right, so the idea is each person takes it in turn to sit on the chair of encouragement for 5 minutes in the middle of the room. And if you're not on the chair, your job is to encourage the person who's on the chair. If you are on the chair, your job is to be quiet and take encouragement. Exactly, receive encouragement. So you're probably thinking what I was thinking, and the rest of us were all thinking, oh dear, this doesn't sound good. Really worried. Didn't sound like something I particularly wanted to do. And sounded a bit scary. Don't worry, I'm not going to suggest we do it now. It was quite awkward, I think. A little bit surreal. But also, it was really, really uplifting and really encouraging. And from that experience, I just want to kind of share two things to encourage us, really, to do. And they're both really obvious and really simple. But they still kind of stem from that experience. The first thing was just the encouragement you get from other people telling you what you're good at or what they like about you, and just encouraging you, really. Just receiving that is, well, that's what it says on the tin. It's encouraging. You know, it's great. It's brilliant. And we can all think of things we're good at and bad at, and sometimes we think, the things we like about ourselves or don't like. But hearing other people say that, and the good side is brilliant, and it's really uplifting. So the first point, really easy, is it's just encouraging. So to receive encouragement is the first point from other people. So I would encourage you to do that exercise for one reason: to receive encouragement. And the other one, no prizes for guessing, is to give encouragement. For some reason, I don't know if it's just me, but I sometimes find it hard to express to other people sometimes that I really appreciate what they've done or something they've said. Or something they've done or said has really inspired me in some way. For some reason, I've found it difficult to say that to them or articulate that in some way. And I can think of all kind of excuses why that might be, but at the end of the day, that's all they are, just excuses, really. So to actually take that opportunity, that kind of situation made me encourage someone. You know, not in a forced way, but there were things I wanted to encourage someone with in our group. But for some reason or another, or excuse or another, I haven't. So I had the opportunity to actually encourage someone in ways that I wanted to. I'm not sure if it's a culture thing in Britain or not, but I would definitely encourage anyone in a small group or even just with a couple of friends to do this exercise, because it was great for the group, I think. I think we all felt the same after. We all felt awful beforehand, dreading it, I think. I did. But afterwards, it was brilliant, and it's definitely worth doing, I think. And the reason I chose that song is because of the line that says, "Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures." I love that line, and that's a huge encouragement to me, that God kind of gives all these promises to us and loves us despite our fears and failures. And that's kind of like the base encouragement that we can then move on from, really. And that's one of the reasons I chose that song. What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to ask the chaps upstairs to play a song. It's actually, you probably don't know this, but my dad is actually a singer-songwriter, and he's got a number of CDs and songs. And I'm going to play one of his songs called Analyzing. And the basis of the song is that it's very easy, I find, to look at other people and criticize and find out what other people are doing wrong. Even with yourself, sometimes it's easy to know what you're doing wrong and kind of the bad things, and you can analyze situations. I'm certainly someone who analyzes things to the nth degree, for better or worse. But I think the main message of the song is that for church and also for individuals, sometimes analyzing is fine and discipline and rebuking has its place. But at the heart of the message, we need to remember to encourage each other and to love each other. So I'm just going to play that now.